Sunday, the 7th of September, of Eliezer the Silver, Elul and Yom Neroim.
That is my Tivrei Torah that I always feel that I'm covered in the schus when I come to London, either in the form of Arzokas HaTorah for raising funds for Yeshiva at the Chochem Yerushalayim, or be it for, as at this occasion, a Simcha in the Mishpacha. It's a schus and a kovet to partake in this special kind of habotas atera of start the day the Torah way. And I thank the Gaboyim for giving me the opportunity. The Eibishter should give them Seata Deshmaya to be mamshich this beautiful oifen of habotas atera. When I was asked what the topic would be, so naturally I said, being Chodesh Elul, the Yemei Arachamim, I will speak a Divrei Drusha, not a Divrei Halacha. But over Shabbos I had a second thought. I recalled a Maisa that Rebel Lapian used to relate. Rebel Lapian said as follows. Yes. He himself was a Talmud of the Alter from Kelly, who was from the main proteges of the founder of the Tnuah Samusra of Yisrael Salanta. And he gave this story to say how one has to be careful not to misjudge and to draw wrong conclusions from things that are seemingly very clear. He related that the Alter said that he once met up with Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael rebuked him. And he told him, "Du lernst Musar. You are learning Musar. Du tollst nicht lernen Musar. For you, Musar is detrimental. Musar macht dir keines. Musar is almost corrupting you." And the Alter said, even if Yisrael really meant what he was saying, I would still continue to learn Musar, because I know without Musar I wouldn't be a mensch. But he had to have an inner meaning. It had to be a deeper meaning. And after a long time he met again with Rabbi Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisrael said, I hear that your entire day you only learn Musar. What's with Gemara? What's with Halacha? 3 hours a day one needs to learn Musar. But the whole day? So Rebellia said, if someone would have heard the first Maisa, that Rabbi Yisrael himself, what could be more incriminating than Yisrael himself saying that Musar in certain situations is detrimental, and would have not have heard the end that we're talking about someone that learns the whole day Musar, one has to be very careful to draw conclusions. I therefore thought that maybe it's necessary also to say Dvar Aruch, not to be completely with the Divrei Musar. But then again, since we are in Chodesh Elul, and in the Minigah Yeshivas is that Roy Yeshivas in Chodesh Elul, they're Moisif a second, even to the regular state of Musar, before Meirev, a half hour of Musar, and Moisif before Minch, another state of Musar. So let us start with Divrei Musar, and if we will have time, the Eivish will give us a Kitzas HaDerech, then we will say Dvar Halach as well. We're holding before the Yemei Adin v'Yemei Arachamim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And as the Ran in Rosh Hashanah says that the entire Yomim of Yemei Elul, the 40 days before Yom Kippur, come from the Yemei Arachamim that Moshe Rabbeinu was spoiled the Ritzui, the Kapora, the forgiveness for the Chet HaEgel. And for that we have these days of Chodesh Elul. So seemingly these are days of introspection, Cheshbon HaNefesh, when one should go over his deeds and his actions and his thoughts and to know what is necessary that he should do to improve himself. And more fitting, each and every one of us, Rebbe Shostaki give, Ksivah Chesumah Toiv, and Arichus Yomim to everyone. But we're coming to the Yemei Adin, and people look for a way, a means, how can we be Zoyche B'Din? What should we do to be Zoyche B'Din? So I'll relate to you what I heard from Hayred, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say a day, seemingly, there is a contradiction. Who are those that are really involved with the Yemei Elul and with the Esek of Tshuva? The Bnei Torah, those that are sitting and learning in yeshivas, it's a very It's very pertinent to them. It's very they're involved in this very much. And he doesn't understand. We know that every ois of Limud HaTorah is mitzvahs of tilei tilei shel mitzvahs. The schus of Limud HaTorah is v'lehi gvul v'lehi tach. Everyone, every ois of Torah is another mitzvah. So we're coming with an abundance of mitzvahs. What is our fear? Okay, Rav Squiz. And he said as follows. We know Rav Yisrael Salanter said a yisod that this world, Olam Hazeh, is a very, very expensive hotel. When one goes to an expensive hotel, he can take a small drink of cola and he'll pay for it very expensive because it's an expensive hotel. This world is an expensive hotel. And he went as follows. When a person sits and learns, and the same too with every mitzvah, ma'isim, toivim that a person does, it's a schus, schar mitzvah b'hai al malek. It's an eternal schus. But what happens if for some personal reason he decides that he closes the Gemara and he goes out, speaks, to earn $50, $100, $150, he takes away from his Seder Kavua. Or he's mevatel from a Dover Toiv that he usually does for something of this world's purposes. So Reb Chaim says, the Gemara in Kedushin says that there's a klal of the Midi Shavali. There's a halacha that when Pidyon HaBen needs Chamisha Sloy, if a Kohen comes along and he says, I want a specific item that you have, and for me, its value is Chamisha Sloim. Even though its true value is much less than that. But one can give a value himself. He can convey the value, how much it's worth to him. So if someone is mukhen to be mevater on Limud HaTorah for a certain amount, so he must convey a value. That's how much it's worth to him. So all the mitzvahs that he would say that the Bnei Torah have in their sitting and learning in the Kaveya, the Poyeshim, Kivotiyah, and the Beis HaMedrash, but they close the Gemara for, let's say, £1,000. So that's its value. Oh, we have to be very careful. That's what Reb Chaim would say. So what is the eighth? So Reb Chaim is followed. The pasuk says, "Umat dikei horabim kakoychovim leolam voy." One that with his actions is matzdik the rabbi, causes others to improve their ma'isim, to become mentor to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They learn from his ma'isim. It's kakoychovim leolam voy. What is so special about matzdik the rabbi? Says the time with the same yisod. One can give the value to his own mice. But if one is goyim by his sitting and learning, by his mice chesed, by his drocher darchei noyam, to be mikar of someone else to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it remains in its intrinsic value. It's not his to decide how much it's worth. And then he has the value kachay chovim le'olam goy. So Reb Chaim used to say, one wants to be zoyche b'din, in the Yemom Yomim of Elul, in these days of Elul, it's necessary to be matzdik a rabbi. As much as one does to cause others to be closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, those actions, those ma'isim, remain with their intrinsic value. With those ma'isim, we can be zoche l'din. That's it, Reb Chaim. I would like to take that idea maybe a little bit further. One, in all throughout the vicissitudes of life, when one goes through his various ways, his drachim, seemingly one carries on yoim yoim in his mundane ways and doesn't feel that there is a special shlichus in what is being done to him. The Elameir Bloch, who was one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Telz and Lita before the war, who came to the shores of the States during the war and lost his entire family just about, together with one of his brothers-in-law, Moshe Katz, and they were forced to leave Lita. when the Russians came in, they were forced to leave Litva. It was Pekuach Nefesh. And they went to America with the idea of trying to find the means of bringing the yeshiva over from Litva to America. Bene, the war reached its a much more difficult stage, and their dream of bringing over the yeshiva was not fulfilled. And each of them lost, the Matokat, I think it was 12 children, the Lemei Bloch, less than that, but also except for one daughter. And they were left, and they, on their shoulders, rebuilt the Malchus of the Telza Yeshiva in America at that time. And the Lemei Bloch said a Meir Dikivot. He said as follows. Last Shabbos, we read the Tree of Machar Chodesh. And there it relates in the David and Yonason together that they made up a means of understanding, knowing one should give over to the other a sign how serious it is Shaul HaMelech's kaas on David HaMelech, that David, who was to be David HaMelech. And they made a sign between themselves. If one, I'll shoot the arrows. If the arrows, I'll shoot them close, and I'll tell my servant to come and collect it, come closer, collect the arrows. You'll know that everything is fine and you can come in. If, perhaps, the kaas of Shaul HaMelech is without any means of correction, then I will shoot the arrows far away, and I'll tell him to run to get the arrows. And then you'll know that you have to escape. And so it was. And as we know, Shaul HaMelech was Ben Mavesu, and Yonason went and he shot the arrows far, and he told the servant boy to run to get them, and David HaMelech knew that he had to run and escape. The Lashon of the Pasuk says as follows, that if it will be a case that Shaul HaMelech's kaas will be so great, then leich ki shilichecho Hashem. Ask the Belameh, leich ki shilichecho Hashem. We're talking here about a situation of pachad mavet. Run for your life. Escape. Leich ki shilichecho Hashem. Says the Belameh Bloch, ayid ant leifnit. In whatever situation it is, there is a shlichus. Leich ki shilichecho Hashem. One has to look and see in each and every happening that comes to a person in this world, what is the shlichus? From what can I bring out from this Kloit Shamayim? It could be in many, many forms and natures, the Eibush is the Lopin, and it could have take on a form of one having to escape. But the deeper meaning is leich ki shilichecho Hashem. If one looks at his deeds, if one looks to his introspection of what happened, and then he takes himself now in a situation, at the point that I am, what shlichus can I have, as we said before, to be matzdik rabbi? What shlichus can I have to bring about Kvod Shamayim? Then his mahalach is a leif ki shilichecho Hashem. Let me be mitzayim, as I said in the beginning, with a short dvar halacha of two inyonim that have to do with the parshas Hashavua mitzvahs, that in the parshas Hashavua that we're going to be learning this week. In parshas Yisaytzei, it's brought down the mitzvah of and the smichus of klayim and tzitzis together. It first says haloyitzu bash klayim and then gdilim taas elchom. And the Gemara in Yevamos and Daftali learns from this a smuchim for a klal gadol bedin and kol haterakul that we know that mitzvahs eser is doicha aloyitzase. If an eser and aloyitzase come together at the same action as mitzarech, one is mitzvah to do the ma'isa because of a mitzvah. But without the mitzvah, the same ma'isa would be osur out in isa loyitzase. The halacha is that eser doicha aloyitzase. The klal, as Rav Shlokish says in Yevamos Dachov, is the kol mokim shat amoy to hesed ve lo yitzeh sa'im at yochel v'kayim shneim mutov. If it's possible to be mekayim both of them, there's no need to be oiv and lo yitzeh, then one and avada, one should be mekayim both. The imlav yov yitzeh v'yitzeh lo yitzeh. We learn this. We learn this from Klayim B'tzitzis and this Michus, the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Dalet, and afterwards in Daf Hey, is the Maskana is from Klayim B'tzitzis that Esther is Deichaloisis, because Tzitzis in the Shleimus of Mitzvah Tzitzis there is a Psil Tcheles, and the Gemara learns that Tcheles must be from Achut of Tzemer of wool. One cannot make the color, Tcheles is not only the color, but it's colored wool. All the tzvayim of the Torah are dafke from tzemer. And if you have to put Tcheles in a beged of pishtim, it will be klayim. Even though there's a lab of loy silba shatnis, that's how the Gemara darshins this klal of smuchim. The oinig yontif, I think it's in Siman Yud Aleph, asks a very, very interesting question. The Gemara Menachas brings down a machloshes. In Mitzvah Tzitzis, Rav and Shmuel, is the Mitzvah Tzitzis a choyvas gavre or a choyvas money? Is it a mitzvah? What is the essence mitzvah of Tzitzis? When one has a big dollar canvas, he has to put on Tzitzis on the dollar canvas when he wears the beged. And that's the halacha, that's how we pass it. Or no, choyvas mana, the talis. It's a choyvas the talis. One that owns the talis of dalit kanfis, even if it's munach the kufsa, even if it's in the drawer, it must have tzitzis, because you have a beggar of dalit kanfis. A bayis has to have a maiket. A beggar has to have tzitzis. That's Shmuel's shita, that tzitzis is choyvas mana. In that case, if one has a beged of tzitzis, and he puts it in his drawer, and he has there dalit kanfis with tzitzis, according to Shmuel, it's mekayim the mitzvah. According to Rav, that it's a choyvas gadra, until he wears the tzitzis, it's not mekayim the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no inyan b'chalva, there should be tzitzis in a beged cold man that he's not wearing the beged. But according to Shmuel, it's a choyvas mona, it's mekayim the mitzvah. Well, let it stay in the drawer, and it's mekayim the mitzvah. In that case, he says, how can there be a din of Esed Eicholoises in Tzitzis? True, one must put on a chut of Tcheles in the beged, but he doesn't have to wear it. He's Mekayim if he doesn't wear it. So seemingly it's Yochel Lekayim Shneim. Take your beged, put on Tzitzis, it's Klein. But there's no issue to own Klein. There's no issue to have a beged of Klein. Beged Klein Shatnes Lo Yilvash, Lo Yale. But one has a beged of klayim. Klayim is mutter v'hanoyah, not the v'hanoyah slavisha. But one can sell klayim. There's no issur in selling klayim. There's an issur in wearing klayim. So let there be tzitzis on your beged and put it in your drawer, and it's yochel l'kayim shneim. So how can Shmuel say that tzitzis is choyvas mona? From this that we say that Esther the Chaloitis, that we know from Klein the tzitzis, it must be that one is allowed, that the mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis. For were it be just a din of Chaloitis Mona, then there is Yochel HaKayim Shteyim. That's the kasha of the Oinig Yotis. And he answers a very interesting term. It's true. Yochel HaKayim Shteyim, there is no tchia of Esther the Chaloitis. But what doesn't, but the tchi of Esther is not only to do the ma'isa mitzvah. It's to do, it makes, the tchi is in anything that is necessary in order to be the kind of mitzvah. Says Doine Yontif, the Pesach says, the bad mitzvah, asher techasevo. It has to be royal and levish. A beggar that you cannot wear is not mechuyev in tzitzis. So even though there's no difference now that I put on tzitzis, whether I wear it or not, but it has to be royal of levisha. If I'm not royal to wear the beged, then it's not a beged of levisha. A beged that is not royal of levisha, one cannot wear. One cannot be. It's not mechuyev in mitzvah. That's not the beged that the Torah was mitzvah. So in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, even according to Shmuel, when the beged is in the drawer, it has to have a din that it's royal and levisha. And were it the din would be that as soon as you put on the kliyim, let's say the tchelis, one cannot wear the beged, the Easter kliyim would not allow you to wear the beged, it would be ainu royal levisha. So even though in the etzem kiyum of the mitzvah, there's no difference according to Shmuel if now I wear it or I don't wear it, but the din that it has to be royal in Adisha, that is true. And without that, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah. If I'll put the kliyim in the beged and leave it in the drawer, since if the din would be that I can't wear it, then I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah needs a ma'aseh that is not part of the etzem kiyum of mitzvah. Because now that I'm allowed to wear it, I'm not being moist of anything with the wearing or the not wearing. Once the din is that if I want to, I can wear it. I'm mekayim the same thing if I leave it into the drawer. But I have to be allowed to wear it. And at the time that I'm wearing it, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. It's the idna. That cloud that needs the shudder than his man. It is the idna. But I don't need the etzem wearing to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's the yisoid of the onigon. With that, you saw it, we can possibly answer another question that's also negeya to this Indian Avesed HaLoitzis in another mitzvah that's brought down again in our parash. In parashas Kiseise is brought down the mitzvah of Yibum. And in fact, that's why in the Gemara Yevamos learns out the Din of Avesed HaLoitzis, because in the Din of Yibum there is a relationship to the Din of Avesed HaLoitzis. Let's understand where. That depends according to different shittas of Rishayim. The Gemara says as follows. There is a pasuk in the parsha, our parsha, it says, Yevome Yovo Yoleho. The Gemara darshins from this extra word of Oleho. What does it mean by Oleho? Gzira Shoveh. But there is another parsha in the Torah, in the parsha of Arayis, Ve'isha Lachoyso Lachikach Oleho, Olitzo Oleho Bechayel. There is an Isha, a chorus, Arayis of Achoyso. And it says they're also Oleho. Learns the Gemara that the Oleho is coming to be exerted across. That even though it'll be, we're talking about an Achois Isha in a Mokim Yibum. What's Yibum? One, there were two brothers. One of them died without any children. So now there's a mitzvah Yibum. But the two brothers had married also two sisters. So this, the Isha, besides being an Eshes Ochiv, his brother's wife, that is Mechayed Yibum, she's also an Achois Isha. Learns the Gemara that in such a case there's no mitzvah sibum. Because Yevoma Yovo Yoleho, and it says Oleho and Loisikach, even the Mokinim. That's the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? Simply, of course, Achois Isha is an Isha Asura. Why should I need a pasuk to know? I need a special pasuk of Oleho? The Gemara says, because if I wouldn't have a pasuk, I would say that Ese Zoiche Lois. If that case, does the Achronim ask a question? How can we say that there would be a Havamina, that Eser of Yibum would be enough to be Doicha the Loisese, the Eser of Achrois Isha, were it not for this special Yalfusa that teaches us differently? In the mitzvah of Yibum, who has the mitzvah of Yibum? The brother is coming to be miyadim, his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, his brother died without any children. In the Easter, though, the Isha is mechuyev in the Easter just as he is. So what is doicha her Easter? What gives us, what allows her to be over the Easter of Arayis, huksha Isha leish? She is obligated in the Easter of the love of Arayis just as he is. And she doesn't have the mitzvah sibum. Because of this question, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says one must say, a very big chiddush, that she is mechuyev in the mitzvah yibum just as he is. Just as he is mechuyev to be yabim her, she is mechuyev to be misyabim to him. It's a mitzvah that she has, and she has the din of Asa Bechol Yisrael, and her Yisrael as well, were it not for this passage of Oleh. But the Kapitz Tvarim in the Yume says a different shot. Even though she has no mitzvah, even though it's not her mitzvah, but the Torah said that he has to make Yibum with her, that is his mitzvah, so her mitzvah is also mitzvah. But Kivager asked many questions on that. The question is, how do we understand this? I think with this Yisod of the of the Oynik Yontif, we can understand. It's true. Even if she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's not her mitzvah. But he has no, we must make her an isha that's mutter, for were it not, then will be the esser won't be nitcha. In order to be mekayim the esser, not only the ma'isa mitzvah is mutter, but it makes the isha into an isha de hetera, because were it not so, it would not be possible to make ibul. Why do I mean by that? Let's say with another short to set. The Achrayim ask a question on this side that one should be coined, one should have a mitzvah yibum on an achoy sisho, were it not for the special drosha of Olel. When can Esther be doicholoises? If when I do the Esther, I'm a kind of mitzvah Esther by being oivin aloises. But if there would be something that would not allow me to be mekayim the mitzvah, then there's no reason to be doicholoises. That's simple. Mitzvah Yibum is not just the maisa of living together with the Yibum. It's the kinyan of making her Ishtay v'lochol le Ishtay. Achois Isha is an erva that has no tzivas tushit. So they ask, how can one be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum with Esther Dekolaisaseh? Esther Dekolaisaseh says that there's no maisa Iser, but she's still in a riot. She's still in Achois Isha. She's still in erva. And if she's an error, there's no tzitzas tushin. So how can you make Yibum? Let him try to make Yibum. There is no Yibum in the Achois Isha. There are many terutzim on this question. But one of the drachim is, as we said, it's false. Since it's necessary and the mitzvah Yibum needs to be coined to her, so it makes her into an Isha that has kinyan. So if that's the dini midini ha-Yibum, either mitzvah is the ma'isa bia itself, but the kinyan, we need that it should make the kinyan. The same way that it needs to be a beggar the royal Elavisha. So too we need the kinyan. If we need the kinyan, so it makes her into Isha Ruyaloi. If it makes her into Isha Ruyaloi, it can be matter her for her Isha as well, because we need that for the mitzvah. Let me just be Messiah in a few minutes, in a minute or two that's left. That as we come before the Meyadin, and we know, as we mentioned already, two ways, Reb Elad, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, with Matzik Yerabim, I'd like to add on what Reb Chaim added to Reb Elias Yisod that he learned from that mice. Reb Chaim brings a Gemara that it says by Shmuel HaNovi, that when Shmuel HaNovi was called up by the Balas Oiv through Shaul HaMelech, he thought they were calling him to Ladin. He thought they were calling him again to Din. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, come and be made that everything that I did LP what you said. Ask the Chaim. There isn't Shulmailo, there's any questions. We need an Eidus to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Moshe Rabbeinu coming to say? Says the Chaim Shmuel Hanovinu, every Maisa that he did. There was no question why he did it and what he did. But maybe he mislearned not correctly the Dvar Hashem. Maybe he thought that what was wanted here was A, and really what should have been done is B. So some of you didn't need an aide to come to tell what the Maisim are, what did I do. On that you would need somebody from his Gaon, that Shomayla doesn't need that. But Moshe Rabbeinu, come and be made that the way I learned, Kach Kibaltam in HaShemayim. Because one has to be very careful, even when one learns the Maisim, to learn them up correctly. He related a Meredith Maisim. Chaim Sandra was the Edom of a Baruch Tam. Baruch Tam was the God of Olam, and Chaim Sandra and Baruch Tam showed the Chaim Sandra to be his son-in-law. The Chaim Sandra was limped on one foot, and the Baruch Tam Zebetzin had a little bit of a space. Fine. For our daughter, we have to take the one that limps from one foot. But Reb Chaim knew who Reb Chaim Sanza was, and he took him as an Edom anyway. At the same time, Reb Chaim suffered with a weak heart. And the doctors at that time felt that it was very, very productive that they to drink hot milk in the morning for the heart. So his Rebbetzin used to go with Mesiras Nefesh every morning to milk the cow and heat it up and to make him drink. And he didn't want to drink the milk, and she insisted. In this period of the Shidduch, she once went out to milk the cow, and the cow gave her a kick and she broke her foot. And she started to limp. No. Why did they come to learn Menah Shammai? Every of us understands, right? She was an Isha Chshuva. She also learned from her Maisim. She said, it seems that my husband is such a tzaddik that if he doesn't want to drink milk before the davening, I shouldn't force him to drink the milk. Don't you see that they're coming to tell you that it's not so terrible if you limp on one foot? But if one learns his Maisim. But the question is how? That the Eibush should bless us and give us the koyach in this Chodesh of Elul, that we should learn the Maisim the way they should be, and we should all be zoichet to aksiv l'simatayim.